Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Laura London Fitness Show. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing the fabulous Brenda Cobb. Brenda is the founder and director of the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta, Georgia. She teaches the Living Foods lifestyle and consults worldwide with people to heal the natural way with living foods. So, hi, Brenda. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Laura. It's so good to be with you today.
Well, I'm honored. I know you have such a busy schedule, so this is really special for you to take the time out and talk to everybody about who you are and what you do, which is simply amazing.
Oh, well, it's my honor. Thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure. So why don't you start, just tell everyone who you are and how you got on this health journey that you're living.
Okay, well, you know, in February of 1999, I was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer. And my doctors wanted me to do the mainstream allopathic medical treatment surgery. So they wanted me to do a mastectomy and a hysterectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation. I refused surgery, chemo, or radiation because my mother and several family members had been diagnosed with breast, cervical, uterine, or ovarian cancer. They had surgery and did chemo and radiation, and either the treatments actually killed them or their cancers came back with a vengeance. And I saw from these people that I love so much in my own family what really did not work. So when the doctors were pressuring me to do those same treatments, I told them I was not going to go down that road because I knew it wouldn't work, and I was going to really look for a way to help my body to heal naturally. And I began my research, and I first found out about Dr. Ann Wigmore and some of her work. And I read a book by a woman, Edie Mae Hunsinger, called How I Conquered Cancer Naturally. And she told her story about how she had healed from actually fourth-stage metastasized breast cancer after she had tried surgery and chemo and radiation, and her cancers kept coming back. And it was using organic, raw, and living foods, wheatgrass juice and colon cleansing, using some recipes called Energy Soup and Rejuvelac and veggie kraut, a fermented cabbage kraut. And you know, Laura, I had never heard of any of that stuff. I thought that it all sounded very strange and foreign. But when I read her book, it resonated with me. And I started reading some of the testimonies in her book of other people that had healed using this method. And I just knew that God had put this book in my hands and that it was, if I would follow that program myself, that it would heal me. And so against my doctor's wishes, I got on that protocol and actually worked on many things, mental thinking, emotional healing, stress, detoxing and cleansing my body, and eating these organic, raw, and living foods. And in 6 months, I was cancer-free. But I had a lot of other things going on with me, too, that healed, and they were really quite a gift. It was amazing that my arthritis healed. I had been diagnosed with arthritis at 27. My doctors told me then that it would get worse as I aged and that I would always have to be on medication for it. And at that time, I just believed what the doctors said, and it did get worse over the years, and I had much more pain, and I did take medication for the pain. But with this lifestyle, that all went away. The arthritis completely healed. I never had pain again. I used to have migraine headaches. They completely healed. Depression went away. Allergies that I had been plagued with since I was a very young child completely cleared up. I had skin problems like eczema and psoriasis and acne and rashes, and my skin cleared up. A real kind of weird thing happened. My gray hair turned back to its original color. I never expected that to happen, but that was great. I love that little side benefit. And my energy level went up. I began sleeping better. I didn't have any more hot flashes or night sweats, any of the menopause symptoms, because I was diagnosed with the cancer when I was 50. And I realized that the program really helped heal the body from the inside out, not just the cancer, but everything going on with the body. So I decided that I needed to share the information and start telling other people so they could try it for themselves. And I opened an institute in 99, that same year I was diagnosed. And people began to come and experience the program for themselves. And at first, mostly people came with cancer. But then people began asking me if it would help other problems like multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and diabetes and heart disease. And every time a new person would call me and ask me if I thought that the program would help them, I would always tell them the same thing. I'd say, you know, we won't know unless you come and try it. I can't imagine that it wouldn't help you if it helped me with my very serious issues, but why don't we try it out together and let's see. And one by one, as people began to come and heal, they started sharing it with other people. So I remember my first multiple sclerosis patient came in 1999, and now, many, many years later, we've had over 1,000 patients to come with multiple sclerosis to use the program to heal. And the same for Parkinson's and diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's and pretty much every disease that's out there. We have found even AIDS and HIV and hepatitis and any of the viral diseases, we're able to actually remove the virus from the blood. So God created our body to be able to heal itself, and it will heal itself if we give it what it needs.
Yeah, I truly believe that. I know I had the pleasure of going to the Living Foods Institute in 2006. I had been a follower of yours for a while, and I went for the 10-day course that you had back then, and I had some health issues of my own, and I learned how to make the energy soup and the Rejuvelac and the wheatgrass, and it was just one of the most amazing experience of my life being there. And I know I made friends who I still keep in contact with today from the Living Foods Institute.
It's so wonderful to be in an environment where everyone is loving and supporting you, and then lifelong friendships are made, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. You're free to just be yourself and heal and just take everything in. You give everyone so much, not only knowledge, but so much of yourself, Brenda. And Jane also, she's amazing. Anyone who's listening, you have to get to the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta for sure.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, you know, our whole staff, all of our therapists, Jane Holmes that you mentioned, our center director, my son, Richard, our therapy director, Rhonda Tackett, our kitchen director, Laura Grierson, our kitchen manager, Russell Eisenberg. I mean, every single one of them are the sweetest, most dear, caring, loving people. And when you're in an environment like that, it really helps you to heal. But you know, Laura, a lot of people come that are not sick. We get as many
right.
people coming to the Institute that don't have health issues as we get that do have health issues, because more and more people are wanting to learn what to do to help themselves to stay well, or if they have diseases that have been in their family, they want to know what to do to prevent getting those diseases. So it's a nice mixture of people. You know, some have very serious, far advanced, even fourth stage metastasized cancers of all types.
Right.
You know, other people maybe have just been diagnosed and have a stage 1 or stage 2 cancer. Other people may have type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Somebody else may come with Parkinson's or multiple sclerosis. Someone else with Alzheimer's. Somebody else will come as a parent of children who have autism, wanting to learn how to help their children. Some people come because they have depression or bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. I mean, it's amazing at all of the different types of people, and they come from all over the world now, not just from the United States, but we have people coming from every country. So the word has spread. You know, when something works, just like, you know, you came and you enjoyed the program, I know you've spread the word and told other people about it. And that's what happens when something works. People want to share it with other people. And that really has helped the Living Foods Institute to grow into the well-respected center that it is today, with much more visibility all over the globe.
Yeah, and I know you speak all over, too. So
I do travel quite a bit, both in the United States and outside of the U.S., in an outreach ministry. My goal is to make sure that as many people as possible are aware of this type of program and that their body can heal itself naturally if they learn what to do and if they will do what they need to do. And the best way to do that is to get out into really a grassroots campaign and reach people all over, because I believe people would do better in so many cases, but they just don't know what to do in order to do better. So education is the key, and I enjoy traveling and meeting the people around the world and encouraging them, and nothing is more exciting for me than to see somebody heal and see how excited that they are. It's just so fulfilling.
Oh, and I remember the stories of the people who were there and keeping in touch with them, and then and seeing and listening and just seeing how they healed themselves. It was amazing. I mean, just the work you're doing, obviously, it's life-changing. And I think so many more people, like you said, are coming that are not ill yet, and they want to prevent disease from ever happening in your body. So what can you tell people how to start preventing disease before it happens?
Well, you know, there's actually five key components as to why people develop diseases in the body. And many times people think that I'm going to talk about nutrition and food first, because since I named my institute Living Foods Institute, they think that most likely I'm going to be spending a lot of time talking about what to eat. But in order of importance, then it's actually nutrition comes number five on the list of most important. The number one reason people develop diseases and the number one thing they must do to help themselves to heal is mental thinking. How we think really affects our health and our whole life in every way. So we spend a lot of time working with our, we call them students rather than patients, working with our students in our program and helping them with their thinking. We get into habits of the ways that we think. Many times we don't even realize that we're thinking in a negative way. It might not even seem very negative to us. But we help people tweak it and fine-tune it so that everything that they're thinking is actually attracting and manifesting what they really want. And the next number two reason people get ill is their emotional self. Because emotions actually manifest into physical symptoms. And for every physical ailment, there are emotional components. As an example, with cancer, there are emotional things like guilt, despair, fear. Maybe something has happened to a person many years ago and they've held on to that. Even sadness can cause the body to develop diseases. Deep hurt, long-standing resentment, sometimes deep secrets that can be really eating away at the self, carrying hatreds, and even getting to the point where you feel, what's the use? And, you know, cancer can develop in many different places within the body. If it develops in the breast, as an example, emotionally, that is coming from a person refusing to nourish themselves. They put everybody else first. So they really do the overprotection and maybe the having that overbearing attitude. And that is what really causes the problem. When somebody has a problem in their colon, that really is a fear of letting go, where they're holding on to the past. And if somebody has a cancer that has developed in the brain, that really is coming from their incorrect, almost like computerized beliefs, being really stubborn and refusing to change old patterns. So depending on which disease it is, there are emotional components. So we have a very thorough program of helping each student to get in touch with what those emotions are and to be able to heal them completely so that we remove the energetic frequency from the body that those emotions are creating physical ailments. The third thing is something I think all of us face in the world we live in, and it's impossible to get away from, but we can learn how to manage it and heal it, and that is stress, because stress is known to be a killer. We know stress can create things like heart disease and heart attacks and strokes and high blood pressure and all of this, but stress can create a lot of other types of diseases. So learning how to manage stress, really how to use stress as a positive rather than a negative. And one little area of that is the attitude that it doesn't really matter what happens to a person, it's how they believe that it has affected them, their attitude toward it. You know, because, quote, bad stuff can happen to a lot of different people, but one person can face it with a positive attitude and get positive healing results. Another person can face it with a bad attitude and make themselves physically sick. So attitude is, again, everything, even with stress. Then the fourth thing is cleansing and detoxifying the body. The body over years builds up toxins, and toxins come from everything from food, additives, preservatives, chemicals, colors, dyes, from the environment, from the air, from water. It can come from inside your home, toxic chemicals in carpeting, and in the upholstery and draperies in your homes, toxic cleaning fluids that are used in the home, dry cleaning fluids that are put on people's clothes, chlorine that is used in so many homes for cleaning or even in washing clothes gives off a byproduct called dioxin. And dioxin is one of the chemicals that shows up in every tumor that is cancerous. So we need to detox and cleanse these out of the body. And there's even toxic relationships and toxic jobs that can affect people too. So toxicity has to be dealt with. We cleanse the body. Some of the things we use to cleanse the body are foods. Other things are toxic are cleansed by treatment. So we do things in our program like colonics and reflexology and foot bath detox and infrared sauna and Indian head massage and body massage, and we do DNA reprogramming, we do pranic healing and energy work, we do box therapies to help clear the emotional patterns and the emotional stuff. So all of that can help the body to become clean again. And a good clean colon is another thing very important. So we do cleansing of the colon, and that helps the body restore health. And then the final component and piece is the nutrition. A lot of us eat so much cooked food, and cooked food is really dead food, because when you cook your food, you destroy all the living enzymes in the food, and we need enzymes for our body to work on every level. Our heart can't beat without enzymes. Our eyes can't blink without enzymes. We can't have children if we don't have enzymes. The pancreas and the spleen and the thyroid don't work without enzymes. And we need more of those living enzymes that we find in raw and living foods. And they're fresh, and organic food, of course, is extremely important, so you're not putting more toxins in the body. And raw food is going to be your vegetables, your fruits, your nuts, your seeds that are not cooked. And then living foods are very important, and those are the sprouted foods, so they're sprouting, they're living, and they're growing when you eat them. Water is important. Alkaline water is very beneficial to the body. Exercise is important. Moving the body. Sunshine is important. Our breathing is important, and really getting deep breathing is really good. And there's herbs to assist the body. There's essential oils. There's plant-based supplements that can assist the body. And when you know what is going on with you, and then you have a protocol that's designed specifically for you, so our plans are individualized for the individual, and you follow that, then you will just see and watch your body in all of its miracles as it heals itself. I know you saw that when you came to our program, because not only did you come for your own reasons, but you were able to meet and see other people that came for their healing reasons. And isn't it inspiring as you watch not only yourself heal, but you watch these other people healing right before your eyes?
Oh, I remember the first day there was a man sitting across the room from me, and he had cancer. And I remember by the 10th day, his face was full again. He had color. He was happy. I mean, you could just tell that he was healing from the inside out. I'll never forget that.
You can really see it. And sometimes we've had people come that have very visible tumors. We had a gentleman who came that had a very large, almost as large as a grapefruit tumor on his face. And that was very visible. You know, sometimes people have things going on inside. You can't see them.
Right.
So even though they're healing, they're not as dramatic to the public.
Right.
But when he came in with that tumor and he told the story of how the doctor wanted to operate, but the doctor told him that there was only a 5% chance that that he would live through the surgery, so it was very dangerous. He also told him that there would be damage done to his body, that he might not ever be able to speak again, and there were so many things. And he had talked to the doctor about other people who had undergone the same surgery, and he was very discouraged. When he called to talk to me about coming to the program, I told him, I said, you know, you're the first that has come with this specific type of issue, but what do you have to lose? Let's try everything to help you. Come on and let's get you on this program. And it was the most dramatic thing you have ever seen, because he was there for 12 days, because we now have programs that even last as many as 17 or 24 days. Mm-hmm. But he was there for 12. And that tumor on his face completely disappeared right before everyone's eyes. So every day he would come in, and all the students would be saying, oh, my gosh, it's half the size. And then the next day it will be, it's half the size that it was the day before. And it just kept shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. I know he went back to his doctor afterwards, and his doctor was very amazed. And I remember his doctor calling me and telling me how incredible that it was to really see what had happened with his patient. And that doctor began sending many more of his patients to the center. And that was a real dramatic thing because we could see it.
Right. Wow. That's amazing, Brenda. Amazing. Well, you have given us so much wonderful information in just this short amount of time. This weekend, I know you're going to be speaking at the New Life Expo here in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm going to be at the New Life Expo at the Broward County Convention Center. We have a booth there, and it is booth number 60, so people can come by and see us. We're going to have the HealthScope scan there too, which is a great instrument. We can now scan hair and skin, send it into the lab, get back a 12-page physiology report, and we can know everything going on with every organ and gland in that person. We can find out if they have heavy metals, which ones they have and the levels, if they have fungus or mold or yeast or candida, if they have parasites or worms, if they have allergies to foods, if they have specific herbs or superfoods that will help them. And usually going to a doctor, those types of tests cost several thousands of dollars, and we're able to do it at like $220. So it's amazing, wonderful test. So hopefully if people come, they can check out the scan and maybe try it out for themselves. And I'm going to be speaking too. So I will be speaking on Saturday the 18th at 12 noon. I'll be in room number 315. I'll speak again that same afternoon at 5 p.m. in the same room, 315. And then on Sunday the 19th, I'll be speaking again at 4 o'clock. And I'm speaking at some other locations too. On Sunday the 19th at 7:30, I'm going to be speaking in West Palm Beach at a raw meetup group. And on Monday the 20th at 7, I'm speaking at Nutrition Cottage in Delray Beach. On Tuesday the 21st, I'm going to be at Nutrition Smart in Palm Beach Gardens at 6:30. On Thursday the 23rd, I'm going to be over in Naples, Florida at 7 p.m. at Loving Hut. And on Friday the 24th at 7 p.m., I'm going to be at Ada's Natural Food Market over in Fort Myers. And on Saturday the 25th at 1 p.m., I'm going to be at Ione's Healing Center and Cafe in Sarasota. So I've got a busy schedule. And actually, I've got it all listed on my website, so if people want to go and check out where I'm going to be in Florida, they can go to livingfoodsinstitute.com, and in the drop-down menu, they'll see Brenda's speaking schedule, so just click on that, and you can find all the different places I'm going to be. And you know, Laura, I would also encourage people, if they haven't, they might enjoy reading my book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, because it has recipes and some good protocol in there to help people get started at home. And I also am available to do private phone consultations to help people too. So there's a lot of ways that we can reach out and help people.
Yeah, and that's one thing about you, Brenda. You're very accessible. You know, people definitely can get a hold of you.
They can, and you know, I've got a toll-free number if they want to call in Atlanta. My number is 800-844-9876, or they can call the regular Georgia number, which is 404-524-4488. All that information, again, is on the website at livingfoodsinstitute.com. They can email me, brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com. I answer all my own emails, and I am easily to access because I do like to help people. I like to talk to them and see how I can help them, and that's what makes what I do so fulfilling.
Yeah, well, Brenda, you're doing it well and just healing the world. I love it. I just absolutely love it. Thank you so much, Laura.
Well, people like you that will have me on their shows and help us to get the word out is so much of a blessing. And with all of us working together, we really do have the chance to heal the world one person at a time. So thank you for reaching out and inviting me to be on with you today. I love to do that, and I'm so grateful.
Well, thank you. And everyone, again, you can see Brenda this weekend at the newlifeexpo.com. And that's February 18th to 19th, and I'll be there. I'm going to help out, I believe, on Sunday at the booth also.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to see you.
I know. I'm going to get a picture with Brenda. Yay.
Yay.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much. I'm going to go edit this and put it up on my website, lauralondonfitness.com, and all my social media, and we will get the word out.
Thank you, Laura. You have a beautiful day.
You too, Brenda. Take care. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Brenda?